It actually replaces the milk income loss contract program, giving participating dairy producers the flexibility to select coverage levels best for their operation. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says his program is also designed to help those new in the business.
New operations will have rules in terms of if there is an opportunity for family members to begin a new operation in terms of how many operations can receive this coverage. We'll have a 50% rule, which means that if the ownership of both the old operation and the new facility are owned more than 50% by those involved in each facility, then they will be treated as a single facility. If you get under that 50% threshold, then each separate operation will be entitled to receive coverage.
Now, the agency wants to hear from dairy operators to determine whether the current regulation accurately addresses management changes, such as adding new family members to the dairy operation or intergenerational transfers. Written comments must be submitted by October 28th at fsa.usda.gov. Vilsack said the 2014 Farm Bill also established what is known as the Dairy Product Donation Program.
This will be a joint effort between our Food and Nutrition Service and Farm Service Agency offices. So in the event there is a surplus, we will be in a position to trigger the donation program, food banks and the like, relatively quickly in the hopes of being able to stabilize prices. In the meantime, we're going to obviously focus on keeping prices good, which involves promoting product here in the United States, but also continuing our efforts at exports, which have reached record levels. We're going to obviously continue to do that.
Now, dairy operators do not need to enroll to benefit from the Dairy Product Donation Program. But if you'd like to learn more about it or the Dairy Margin Program, just contact your local FSA office or, again, go to their website at fsa.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.